Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and just been listening to an audio boo by Bernie Goldback, also known as Top Gold, here on Audio Boo and other good social networks. And Bernie was commenting on Phil Sorrell's Daylight Gamblers' Voices in My Head audio boo, and Bernie was asking the question, what makes an audio boo community? It's a very interesting boo, and it ties in with something I was listening to today on Radio 2. There was an interview on the Jeremy Vine show with Ray Mears, the outdoor bushcrafter, explorer, adventurer. And Bernie asked this question about what it is that brings people into the community on Audio Boo, whereas it doesn't quite work the same way on other social networks. What it is that brings this commonality in this community that Phil shared with us, that we're part of. And Ray Mears was talking about humanity, and in all his travels, he finds that people are basically, on the instinct level, very similar. Jeremy Vine was talking about the differences, more about the differences of cultures, the Western culture, for example, versus a culture of a tribe in Africa, you know, a native African tribe. Ray Mears was talking about the commonality, and I think it's this commonality that strikes me on Audio Boo. It's not necessarily a commonality of interests, although, as Bernie alluded to, I think we start out on Audio Boo initially with following people that we know or have been recommended to us, and then we build up our own community of similar interests to begin with. But then it becomes more of a commonality of discussion, a commonality of interests, ideas, thoughts. And we take away that cultural difference. We take away lots of differences, not just cultural, but we take on socioeconomical differences, we take on physical differences, and all sorts of differences. We take these on board and seem to bypass them all. We just engage in conversation, we just listen to people, and we become, or I do, and I know that Phil does, and I can hear that Bernie does too, we become quite fierce and loyal to those people that we follow, in the sense that we continue to follow people, we continue to listen. We don't always comment, we don't always respond, but we listen. And what are we trying to gain from that? I don't know whether I'm trying to gain anything. It's just this commonality. The interests I find in audio, above other social networks and other ways of communicating, is that you can hear the person, actually hear them. And whilst people are talking about different things in their lives, what's going on around them, things they've got up to, it's that common ground that resonates with me. It's the idea that it's another human being living their life, and there's not much difference in the life that they're living on a very basic level to the life I'm living, wherever they might be, whoever they might be. And we still have the same struggles, the basic struggles of life, the basic joys of life. We laugh at the same things, and this is something that Ray Mears was talking about when he's around a campfire in Papua New Guinea or around a campfire in Afghanistan, wherever he might be on his travels. He alludes to the campfire camaraderie, you know, this companionship around the campfire, where cultural and all differences seem to be put aside. People are just talking, and it may be difficult to understand the language if there's a language barrier. But after a while, you just sort of know what people are saying, and it's done with gestures. Here on Audio Boo, of course, we speak a common language of the English language if we're following those kind of, you know, English-speaking people. And that's, languages plays a great part in this, on audio, obviously, because we can't look at physical gestures, we can't see facial expressions, we can't see body language. But what we can hear is humanity. Humanity comes across. And what is humanity? It's the things that bind us. It's the things that we have in common. It isn't necessarily the differences. And the differences are just there for, I don't know what reason, in the sense of communication. The differences are there for argument or the debate or discussion or prejudice at the extremes. But it's a commonality I find in audio. I can listen to a range of people, diverse people, and find some kind of common ground. So what makes it a community? Community is a very diverse word. I've learned a lot about community over the past 2 years or so, being in various projects regarding building communities in different kinds and formats. And I find that the word community is like the word love. It means so many different things to so many different people, and it's applied in so many different ways. Am I part of an Audioboo community? Yes, I am. Do I engage in that community frequently, regularly, and have discourse? Not necessarily. But do I feel part of it? Do I feel that I share common ground with certain people that I follow, or with all the people that I follow? Yes, I do. And whilst Bernie Top Gold is in a different strata to me, while Imani Blog is, while Ernie is, while Phil is, the list goes on. While we're all in different areas of our lives, while we're all experiencing different things, we're working in different areas, we're brought up in different areas, we have different backgrounds, this commonality of inquiring minds, finding out more about other people, that's the commonality. That's what makes community here on Audioboo for me. It's this idea of listening to others, more than talking sometimes. My own booing has become less frequent than it once was, and I was never a frequent booer. But I find I enjoy listening more. And the thing that Bernie was saying that struck me as well is that he's not encountered any trolling on Audioboo. And I agree with that. Audioboo seems to be troll-free. But I think that's because of our community. It is a community of people, like-minded people. And like-minded in the sense that we all want to participate in this forum. And so trolling doesn't seem to exist. Outsiders, if you like, find it difficult to get in. And if an outsider came in and started abusing the system, then they wouldn't be part of the community. And that happens in life as well. So I think it's not as anonymous as a lot of other social networks. It's not as easy to, using an old terminology, flame people, create argument for the sake of argument. I'm a classic example of a person who likes a debate, and I find that I'm on that end of the spectrum where I invite discussion sometimes. And yet I've been blessed that I don't find many people who have taken that on board as an excuse to be rude. And that's community. That's what I find about Audioboo. A great interesting boo from Bernie Top Gold. I shall put the link to his boo in my own here in my description. And thanks again to Phil Sorrell for creating a broad spectrum of conversation around his boo, his mosaic boo of voices in his head. Thanks for listening, Pilgrim Chris, and as always, if applicable, God bless.